ever felt that tug on your heart to step out in faith, but you're not sure which direction to go? Whether you're a coach, a business owner, a stay-at-home mom, or part of the workforce, that nagging feeling persists. A calling you just can't shake. Picture this. You're 80 years old, reflecting on your life, and that nagging concern still lingers. You wish you would have taken that leap of faith, made that change, pursued that dream, but now the regret weighs heavy. Don't let another day pass by with that burden on your heart. That calling, that concern, it's a divine whisper urging you to take action. Let's work together to decipher that next step, to unravel the mystery of your purpose, and to step boldly into a plan that was meant for you. Embrace the journey. Embrace the faith. Let's make a mark on the world starting right now. Join the Unique Calling Mentorship, where you will get laser coaching and a ton of bonuses, all for a very affordable investment that you can cancel anytime. Did I mention there is a 7-day money-back guarantee? You literally have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Check the show notes to learn more. If you are ready to find God's calling for your life, or maybe you already know your calling, but you just aren't sure how to embrace it, then you came to the right place. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker. I'm a Christian motivational speaker, coach, trainer, and coach for Christian women. My joy comes from helping Christians just like you discover your own unique calling through 5 core components: your spiritual gifts, your love language, passion-driven pursuits, aspirational goals, and heartfelt concerns. Get ready to take notes and embrace the change, because friend, it's time to get serious about God's calling on your life. Do you ever have thoughts such as, why is this not working? I know God called me to this, but I just don't understand why it isn't working. Maybe you have been at it for a while, but you still aren't seeing results in your business, which then causes your spouse or others in your immediate circle to doubt you and say things that only discourage you even more. A part of you wants to give up and throw in the towel, but there's something deep down that keeps telling you, hang in there just a little bit longer. You're probably having thoughts like, I know this is it. I know this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. I know this is what God wants. There is no other option. And maybe you listened to my last episode and you can clearly see all 5 signs in your own life. Signs that you are ready to embrace God's calling. You've been ready. Yet there is still that part of you that wants to give up, because some days it's just too hard. It's too hard to stay positive. It's too hard to explain to your spouse yet again why you haven't made any money in that thing that you feel God is asking you to do. I get it. I get you. I was you. There were days when I wanted to literally crawl in a hole and beg God, take me home. Other days I would get in my car and I would cry out to God. Okay, it was more like screaming, but to make myself feel better, we will go with crying out. Then there were the days when I was so positive, nothing could stop me. Does any of this sound like you? Do you feel like your life is a hamster wheel that is constantly spinning out of control? One day you are believing so strongly no one can throw you off track, and the next day, you're done. You're ready to give up. When I sat down to record this episode, I had so many thoughts on this topic. But as always, I asked God, what do you want me to cover? The first thing that came to mind was David. I don't know about you, but I love David's story of how he took down Goliath. Many forget that before Goliath, David also battled a bear and a lion. He went after them to rescue the sheep. Here is what sticks out to me in this story. Once David took action and chased after the bear or the lion, that is when God stepped in and rescued him. Did you catch that? It wasn't until David chased after the bear or the lion that God stepped in and rescued him. This got me to wondering if there is a step of courage that you have been avoiding. Kind of like when I was avoiding making the calls to book speaking gigs, which I am doing, by the way. What step of courage have you been avoiding? Okay, back to David. Let's turn this around for just a moment. Because David had already experienced such grace and mercy from God, he already knew that God would have his back when he went up against Goliath. He knew that all he had to do was take that first step of courage and God would intervene and rescue him, just like he did with the bear and the lion. Imagine for a moment that David was standing there telling Saul something along the lines of, my God had my back when I chased after the bear and the lion. He rescued me then, but I'm not sure he will do the same in this situation, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to hope for the best. Friend, that is exactly what you are doing when you aren't seeing success in whatever it is that God is asking you to do. That is what you are saying when you avoid that first step. 1 Samuel 17:42 says that when Goliath approached David, he was saying some very intimidating things like, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? Come here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." Now, I don't know about you, but if I was up against a giant and he said that to me, I would probably freeze out of fear. But David didn't budge. And when he responded, he acknowledged that the battle was the Lord's and not his own. Whatever it is God has called you to do, it was for a purpose, first and foremost. It is also important to understand that podcasting, coaching, creating a course, all those things, whatever it is that your business consists of, is not your calling. Those are simply tools as to how you embrace your calling. If that is the case, then David's slingshot would have been his calling. It was simply a tool, the how he would take Goliath down. Entrepreneurship is how you are embracing your calling. It is your tool. The money you make is also a tool. Money can be used for so many good things. It is when you have a love for money that it starts to get bad. But that's another topic for another day. When you begin to look at entrepreneurship as your how and not your calling, things will begin to change. Your calling is to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, every bit of you, to serve and bring others closer to Christ, using your spiritual gifts, your love language, your passion-driven pursuits, your aspirational goals, your heartfelt concerns are simply God's way of helping you fulfill His plan. Life is hard. We know this because the Bible tells us so. Here are some ways that you can fight like David when your calling involves entrepreneurship. Number one, have a heart for God that prepares you to be used by God. Have courage in the face of challenges. Number three, learn to handle criticism. Stop caring what others think. Number four, depend on God for direction. Number five, don't get stuck trying to undo the past. Number six, use your resources wisely. That's all I have for today. As always, I will leave you with something to think about. And I've actually heard this several times over the past couple days, so I figured it's something that you need to hear too. Complain and remain, or praise and be raised. If you are ready to embrace God's calling on your life, then I want to invite you to take my quiz where you will discover how far along you actually are on this path. Whether you doubt your abilities, feel incapable of fulfilling God's purpose, or perceive yourself as unique, you can still embrace and align with your unique calling. Take the quiz by clicking the link down in the show notes.